Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Wants to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. So, welcome, 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 as we like to say on the old Dr. Pat Show. Hello, Mr. B. How you be?
I'm doing well again. Thank
you. You're doing good?
Yep.
And Ms. Valerie, I know you can hear me, but I can't see you today because we are under construction, which is a beautiful thing. Beautiful, beautiful thing. It's amazing. The studio, actually both of our flagship studios, both our WBLQ studio out of Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York, WBLQ 1230 AM. Shout out to Chris. And KKNW AM 1150. We have a flagship station here in Seattle. Both of them are getting themselves major facelifts. So it's a beautiful thing. New technology. It's just great. I mean, you know, these studios are very, very, class A studios to begin with. And they have the best of the best. Also, this show is going out over CRN, and we must mention that because over 300 cable radio stations across the country. Shout out to all of our friends at CRN as well. Today, we have got some things to share with you with my buddy, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Joining me here today on the show, we like to drop her in, let's say once a month, because she's got some stuff figured out. Weight loss made easy. 10 steps to easy and lasting weight loss. And so for those of you that don't know who Dr. Smith is, Dr. Smith-Jones is, I like to say Dr. Susan. She has three of America's most incredible names, as we know, but she has authored over 1,500 magazine articles, 25 books, recipe books, Stay Healthy. I've got the Joy Factor right here with me. She's been on radio. She's been on television. She is in demand, motivational speaker. She works in corporations, but the bottom line is she helps all of us thrive in life. And so we've got, again, coming back to the show, we've got amazing special offers from her, as usual, because her vision and her mission is to get all of us to that place that we all want to go, that place of thriving and living life full out. Dr. Susan, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be back with you again.
So I can't wait to hear this because I got to tell you, weight loss has never been easy in my family. And so I changed that thought about 3 years ago. And so I did that, though, without your 10 steps. So why is this an important topic for you? And why is it important today in this country?
Oh, goodness. Well, it's an epidemic in this country. You know, I travel the world, but I see the heaviest people in the United States. And it's really not that difficult if you have the tools. And so this is what we'll talk about today. I'll let you know exactly what to do. But it also involves some commitment and some discipline and definitely keeping your word.
So commitment, discipline, keeping our word. You know, those are tough terms for people. Break that down for us in manageable chunks.
Well, most people do the same thing day in and day out. So on my website, you know, we won't take time to talk about this today, but I talk about how you make a 21-day agreement to stick with something and you'll be able to change habits.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep the same thoughts in your mind, because let's just say you've been on one diet after another your entire life, and maybe you lose weight, then you gain it back, so you've lost your self-esteem, you don't have faith in any program, but it does begin, and this is like the prelude, it's not even one of the 10 steps,
yeah.
But it begins with seeing the situation, no matter the topic or appearance, whatever it is in your life, so you see your body the way you want it to be, as already resolved the issue, the problem, the wait, and give thanks that it is so, and then follow with the 10 tips that we'll talk about today. I taught these for 30 years at UCLA, and I've taught them all around the world. So we'll go over them briefly today, but they're all highlighted and carry, you know, they're written about in detail on my website.
All right, let's get it started. What's the first?
Now, the first will be the longest of all 10, and I refer to it as change your color palette. You want to ditch the white stuff. You want to ditch the white foods, white bread, white flour, pasta, sugar, cakes, pies, muffins, donuts, because these foods will add pounds to your waistline and add little or nothing to your nutrition. And that's because these white foods have a high glycemic index, and that means that they raise your blood sugar rapidly, only then to have it crash and burn, causing you, what, to crave more sweets and the fattening white stuff. I don't know if you're aware of this, and this is really unbelievable news, but the average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar a week. And even if you're not adding table sugar to your morning coffee or other foods, there are hidden sources in unexpected places like bread, mayonnaise, ketchup, spaghetti sauce, often in frozen meals. So you want to avoid sugar at all costs. And also, most commercial baked goods have 3 strikes against them. They're made from white flours with added sugars and with lethal trans fat. So if you want to keep your waistline trim, this is all having to do with change your color palette, you want to aim to eat a rainbow of fruits and vegetables, because colorful foods, especially these high-fiber foods, the produce, contain high concentrations of the nutrients that are vital to a healthy body. So load up on common colorful foods like what? Tomatoes, oranges, blueberries, spinach, squash, apples, berries, grapes, kale, you know, even apricots and avocados. But there is one exception to the white, to the avoid white foods rule. Do you know what that might be?
No, tell me.
You do want to eat plenty of onions and garlic, because they're loaded with powerful antioxidants.
I totally forgot that they were white foods, though. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I know. No, I know.
I just completely forgot.
Exactly. So here's the bottom line for this number one tip, change your color palette. If your plate looks like a fiesta, then you know you're probably eating what's good for you. And then to the big plate of produce, you want to add a daily fist-sized portion of your preferred protein. You know, for some people it might be lean meat, poultry, seafood, or eggs. Vegetarian-based options might be beans, soy, nuts, you know, but that will help melt the pounds away. And then you'll see shortly why you've got to watch your portions and a few other things.
Well, this is really interesting. Can we just talk for a minute? Onions and garlic. Tell us a little bit more about those, because, you know, we're hearing lots about garlic these days, but onions has sort of taken a back seat.
Yeah,
what is the nutritional value?
You know,
yeah,
there are all different kinds of onions. You know,
I know.
There are green onions, white and yellow and red. Now, onions are one of the few foods, most people don't know that, that actually increase your good cholesterol, the HDL, the high-density lipoprotein. And doesn't matter if they're raw or if they're cooked. You want to eat, you know, you want to eat a few onions a week. So I'll often slice them and put them on sandwiches or in soup or saute them, you know, sauteed with mushrooms, all kinds of mushrooms and garlic. And then instead of using butter and sour cream, I use this beautiful saute on top of a baked potato. Actually, it's the skin of that baked potato that is so good for you. And then garlic is like a natural antibiotic. You eat a lot of regular garlic, and you will be spending quality time in solitude. You know, that's all right. But whether cooked or raw, you know, and if you're out on a special date or with your significant other, just make sure both of you eat the garlic, because that will make a difference.
Well, you know, it's interesting growing up Italian, I just want to say.
Oh.
Because, you know, it wasn't until I got, like, way older that I sort of got self-conscious about the whole garlic thing. But I will tell you, for pretty much the first half of my life, I never paid any attention to it because we all grew up eating garlic and large amounts of it, if I might say. I mean, you know, it went in everything pretty much, even scrambled eggs.
Well, I still feel the same way you do now. And you know from, because you know me and
yeah.
from previous shows,
yeah.
I've never taken medication in my life.
Mm.
And one of the reasons is, of course, because I eat a great diet, but it includes lots of garlic. I even juice the garlic with other vegetables.
Oh, wow, I didn't know
to
that.
To make my own V8 juice.
Oh, that's brilliant. We're going to take a short break here because we've got... This is exciting. Thank you, Dr. Susan. This is exciting. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones is joining us here today. When we come back, we're going to tell you about the free things she's given away to everyone. We're going through weight loss, but you know what? It's not your typical conversation. This is a conversation for all of us. Weight loss made easy. We're also taking your questions. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got questions around this, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, or you can go to the drpatshow.com website, ask a question, or you could go to Transformation Talk Radio and ask your question in our little instant feedback box over there, and we'll get them all on air. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Dr. Pat Show.
Yeah, keep it going there.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Are you in constant pain and tired of taking pain pills? At Holistic Medical Center, our physicians listen, examine, and find the root cause of your pain. Comprehensive, non-invasive, scientific, and energy-based natural therapies do exist to treat your pain and its root cause. Contact Holistic Medical Center to transform your life. Call 425-451-0404 or on the web at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Make 2011 the year of healing your money pains. The Money Whisperer provides a safe, tranquil place in a hectic world where you can rebuild your relationship with money, lose your fear for money matters forever, resolve your financial obstacles so you can live the life you envision for yourself. Through the Money Whispering process, you'll enjoy the long-lasting positive effects on your life. And working with the Money Whisperer will take you where you are in control of your money. For contact information, visit themoneywhisperer.com.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with A Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with A Deal.
Yeah, here we go.
What? Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to make sure that all of you have information about my very special guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. The website is very easy to get to, so I want to make sure all of you have it, and because you're going to need it for what she's giving away on the show today. So it's easy, SusanSmithJones.com. SusanSmithJones.com. Before we jump into the other nine secrets, Dr. Susan, tell everybody what you have put together for our listeners today.
Before we do the jumping jacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you go to my website, every day you have a daily inspirational quote and an affirmation, and there's a current newsletter right now, and you'll get lots of tips in this newsletter right now. If you want to stay motivated to lose weight, and right there on the homepage to the right of my photo, there's a sidebar, and there's a place to sign up for the newsletter. Now, it's free. You don't have to spend any money. And there's a way that only people who sign up will get this, actually, in a few hours. But you need to sign up. There's a way to get my entire series of natural remedy booklets, full color, my short little 48 to 50 page booklets free. So you want to definitely sign up before early evening, and then you'll get a notice from me about this, about the series of seven natural remedy booklets if you sign up for my monthly newsletters. And then also anybody who purchases my brand new book, The Joy Factor, 10 Sacred Practices for Radiant Health. It's Wayne Dyer wrote the foreword for it, and it's a wonderful book. But you'll get free with that another one of my books called Nature's Medicine Chest with each purchase. And the way to take advantage of that is on my website, look at the current newsletter, or you can call this toll-free number Eastern Time, 1-800-523-9971. 1-800-523-9971. And if you purchase the Joy Factor, it doesn't cost that much, then you need to ask for it. Say, Susan told me I could get free with a purchase of the Joy Factor, her other book and CD combo, Nature's Medicine Chest.
Okay. So this is, we'll announce this again so everybody knows how to do it, but it's simply a matter of signing up for the newsletter. And then you're going to get some incredible things from my very special guest, Susan Smith-Jones. All right, let's talk about the next thing. What's number two of the 10 secrets to easy, easy, breezy weight loss?
Easy, breezy. I love that. Now, we hear this a lot, Dr. Pat, but it's really true. You've got to keep your body hydrated with enough water. The human body is about 75 to 80% water. And that means that we need to replenish the supply by drinking ample water every day. Enough water keeps us hydrated, keeps our skin in good condition, flushes out toxins, obviously satisfies thirst. And often when we think we're hungry, we're really thirsty. So the next time that you think you're thirsty, or hungry, I should say, drink a glass of water. And then wait 10 to 15 minutes, and you'll probably find that satisfied you, that you really weren't hungry. Most people aren't aware that you lose lots of water every day. You lose it through the different processes of breathing, sweating, through your urine, through your bowel movement. So experts generally agree that most of us need about 2 quarts of water a day to stay hydrated. And in addition to flushing toxins and helping you feel full, so I always recommend a big glass of water 15 to 20 minutes before a meal or a snack. When you get enough water, it helps your liver stay focused on one of its main missions, which is to metabolize your fat. And another function of the liver is to pick up the slack for the kidneys, which need water to function properly. Now, this is crucial. Because if the kidneys are underperforming because they're dehydrated, you're not drinking enough water, the liver then is forced to do their work, and it puts the fat metabolism in the background. So, and yes, some of your water tally can be in the form of fruits and vegetables, soups, and non-caffeinated tea, but coffee and soft drinks do not count towards your water tally because they dehydrate your body.
So can we just chat about this for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, let's just get real clear about this because I have a friend that says, oh, I drink lots of tea. And I don't drink just straight water. I drink lots of tea. Or I'm drinking a lot of this electrolyte thing. And so can we just have a quick chat about that? If I have an electrolyte product that I drink, I absolutely love it. And it's helped me with my energy, and it's helped me in the gym. And it's a natural product. It's called Zip Fizz. And you can get them at Costco, right? So I started to drink this. Very low calorie, natural sweetener. You know what I'm saying? There's not any, it's all natural, is so to speak. Now, I can drink gallons of this. I don't, but I could. Now, how does that factor into anything?
Now, here's what you want. I love that question, and I get this a lot. And
all
here's
right.
what you want to be cautious about. If what you're drinking has lots of caffeine in it, that is dehydrating to your body.
Oh, okay.
The other thing you want to be cautious of are the calories in your drinks, because
right.
Americans drink hundreds of calories every day. And often, maybe not what you're drinking,
no,
but other people, nutritionally
right.
empty caloric beverages like sodas and even fruit juice. And if you want to see significant weight loss, it's always better to grab water and
uh-huh.
make that your drink of choice. So make sure you check the calorie content. And your drink will probably count towards your water tally.
Yeah, it's about 10 calories, and I'm not sure why there are 10 in there. I think it's from the natural fruits and stuff they use or something. I don't know.
Right. Now, that is perfectly fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All
right. Great.
All right. So, you know, we're trying to get the water in there, and, you know, I think all of us, we're just not drinking enough. It's really kind of hard to assess. But if you are taking in caffeine, Dr. Susan,
yes.
don't you have to offset that by even drinking more water?
Yes, you do.
All right.
Especially if you're drinking lots of cups of coffee. Now, green tea doesn't have as much caffeine as coffee, and you can also get decaffeinated green tea.
Mm.
I make smoothies every day, and I often put greens into my smoothie. But for my liquid base, rather than using juice or nut milks, because I want to keep the calories down, use different teas. Like this morning, I made a combination. I always have pitchers of tea in my fridge. This morning for my smoothie, the liquid base was a combination of my peppermint and hibiscus, because hibiscus is good for blood pressure, and lemon balm. You know, I'm into herbs and healing that way. That's good to keep you in a good mood. And then green tea. And it was jasmine green tea. So I made a pitcher of these different herbs, and that was the base for my smoothie. But so there was just a little bit of caffeine in it, not much.
All right, good. All right, let's bump it up to number three.
All right. Now, and women, I want you to really listen carefully to this.
All right.
It's lift weights for a faster metabolism. Now, often women say to me, oh, I don't want to look like a bodybuilder. You know, and if I lift weights, I'm afraid my muscles are going to get too big. But weights not only tone you up, but they make it definitely easier for you to slip into your favorite jeans. And when you add to your body more lean muscle tissue in the form of healthy muscle that you get from lifting weights, it helps you to burn more calories throughout the day, even when you're sitting and walking and even sleeping at night. Because a little bit more lean muscle tissue on your body makes that beautiful engine body you have more efficient. And women after about the age of 35, you lose about a pound of muscle every year. And if you continue to eat the same way that you did before you were 35, you're going to begin to put on weight, even though your food intake maybe has remained unchanged. So here's what you need to do twice a week. For about 30 minutes, you need to do a strength training session. And you can also do the weightless alternatives by using your own body weight. That still counts, like yoga, Pilates, and those resistant bands.
Right.
But you want to know how to burn 500 extra calories a day? You've got to add 10 pounds of muscle to your body, and you'll watch the fat melt away. But you don't do it overnight. It will take 4 to 6 months. If you work out twice a week with weights, and you don't need to go to a gym, you can do it in front of the TV. You know, you can get a few little dumbbells or something in your home. But you can burn 500 extra calories a day when you have 10 extra pounds of lean muscle tissue on your body. And, you know, I probably shouldn't say this, but here's one of the few advantages of being overweight, and that is that your muscles are already strong enough to haul around all those excess pounds. But you see, strength training will help you preserve those strong muscles and help remove fat tissues from your muscles for you so that you boost your metabolism.
I just started this. Actually, I've had 12 sessions so far. I went back and back to the gym for weight training. Doesn't this also affect, and let's talk about this when we come back, and we'll talk about the fourth tip, but doesn't this also affect the human growth hormone in our bodies? And how does that connect to anything?
You are smart. Yeah, now or after the break?
After the break. Because
all right.
That's a big connection. Nobody's connecting those dots, Dr. Susan. Let's do that when we come back. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Ah, this is Talk Radio to Thrive By. My very special guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. When we come back, we're going to put some dots together. How does that little pumping that little 5-pound weight have to do, or anything at all, to do with one of the most important growth hormones we have, the human growth hormone? We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hey guys, it's me, Dougal Fraser. What are you doing in June? You're spending the weekend with me and medium John Holland, psychic Colette Barham Reed, and animal intuitive Danielle McKinnon at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Join us for Soul Connections, an event dedicated to learning about spirit guidance and soul strategies. There will be talks, Q&A, tons of live readings. Come join us. To register, go to www.eomega.org or call 1-800-944-1001.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Go away the cars and the bars and the war. Make sweet love.
welcome back. As I said before, you want to get a copy of Dr. Susan's book, which is The Joy Factor. I've got it right here, 10 Sacred Practices for Radiant Health. And also, if you sign up for her newsletter, lots of juicy things for free. And her newsletter is great. Today, we are taking on, thanks to her, Weight Loss Made Easy, 10 Steps to Easy and Lasting Weight Loss. Before we just go to the next one, I made a comment about human growth hormone, and I wanted you to talk about that because I don't have a lot of knowledge about it, but what I understand about it is for people that either have a chronic illness or even somebody that is bedridden, our human growth hormone decreases substantially. And now people are making connections to that hormone in particular and body's health. But one of the things that that I read had to do with making sure we keep our muscles fit and the relationship to it. Can you weigh in on that at all?
Exactly. I'm so glad that you brought that up. The human growth hormone, among other things in the body, keeps us youthful and vital, keeps the gray hair away and the wrinkles away, gives us a better libido, keeps our body vibrantly healthy, and we lose it as we get older or are sick. Now, you can spend often $2,000 to $3,000 a month getting injections of the human growth hormone, or the other way you can keep it at a healthy level in your body, and it's one of the few ways. You can't do it by eating foods, but you can do it by lifting weights. And that's why, you've seen many older people. You see them on the Oprah show when they talk about people that really look younger. It's people that continue to lift weights into their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. They look the youngest. That's when your body creates more of that human growth hormone. So that's one of the many reasons that whether you're male or female, no matter your age, and you'll find the most benefits from lifting weights as you're older, too, you want to keep lifting weights. And if you feel intimidated about going to a gym and don't want a trainer, you know, there are DVDs you can get, and you can do it right in the comfort of your living room.
Yes, and there are so many ways now you can do it. There's even like an exercise channel or something on television now.
Of course. Absolutely. That's a great idea.
But these rubber band things are very inexpensive and are very easy to use, and you can get lots of information on the Internet as to how to do them. You can build your biceps. I mean, you can build muscle to the way that you want to do. But the point is, as you said, I think, build it, you know, before you lose it, right?
Yes, definitely. Because if you don't use it, you will lose it.
All right. Now, number four, after we're building it, we got to burn it off.
You want to burn it off with cardio. Cardiovascular means heart, lungs, and vessels.
Gosh.
And like it or not, it takes a good walk or a run or a swim or whatever you choose to do to help burn the fat out of your body. See, the weight training will build the muscle that changes the metabolism, but cardio burns the fat off, so you need to do both. And you can choose what cardio works best for you. For example, if you only have 10 minutes to walk in the morning and 10 minutes when you get home from work, you know, that's almost the same as walking 20 minutes in one stretch. But you need to raise your heart rate for 30 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week, in order to truly benefit from cardiovascular exercise. And, you know, so if you hate to swim but you love to walk at the local park, that's probably what you'll want to pick. And, you know, find a buddy to work out with you, because often if your only time to work out is early in the morning, you might want to sleep in, but if there's someone waiting for you at the end of the block because you've made a decision to walk together, you'll get out of bed and you'll do the walk. And I promise you, you will never end the workout and say, I wished I had not worked out today. You know, even though you might feel that way before you start and it's hard to get out of bed to work out, you will always be glad that you worked out. And I like to get it in the morning, because I often have many things come up during the day, and if I get it out of the way, not only did I keep my word and I did the workout, but then I get those great endorphins that were released during the workout with me for the rest of the day, and I'm a happier, more peaceful person after I've worked out.
You know, this is really part of, so here's a little excuse. Okay, it's not an excuse. You know what I did? I'm going to make a confession here.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I'm sitting down.
You know, I'm doing the muscle thing. Cardio is a real stretch for me in a lot of ways. You know, basically, it's hard on my body. So guess what I decided? I decided that sitting in the steam room in the sauna for a half hour was good enough to get my heart rate up. Am I cheating?
You know what? See, I write about this. Go on to my website and do a search on saunas.
Ah.
And if you sauna properly, it's almost like getting a cardiovascular
workout.
Well,
I don't know what you mean by properly. What does that mean?
Well, it's good to use an infrared sauna.
Oh, okay.
And you need to stay in long enough, and you want to dry skin brush.
Mm.
You know, do your brushing before you get in,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to stay in long enough so your body is profusely sweating. You want to make sure you keep your body hydrated in the sauna, and it's such a great way to get rid of extra toxins in your body. It is, and it will keep you young. I mean, and I used to do saunas, you know, using community saunas, and now I have my own because that's where people, you know, perspire out their toxins. And that's one of the best investments you make. You can get a single-person sauna and put it in your home.
Yes. All right. Good. I love this. Okay, so I'm going to do a little cardio, and I'll do the sauna.
Yeah, and you know, it's always good to have one piece of cardio equipment in your home for when it's raining or snowing or it's too early, you don't want to go out in the dark.
Mm.
And one of the best pieces of equipment, and I'm in my office now, but I'm looking into my gym room in my home,
mm-hmm.
and my piece of equipment is my elliptical. And, you know, that it keeps
that's a great device.
Joints, and it works out the whole body.
Yeah, that's on my wish list, by the way. That would be my pick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So let's do number five. We're talking with doctors.
Number five is, listen, whenever possible, rather than always eating your meals out, eat at home more often. Not only will you save money, but research shows that those people who dine out the most have the most body fat, because quite often when you go to restaurants, they depend heavily on highly processed foods. And you know, for those of you that want some samples of what you can do, let's say you really do have to eat out a lot, here's a way to help you to control your portions. Here are five quick tips. One is share a meal if you're eating with someone. Second, order half a portion. Third, order an appetizer as the main meal. Fourth, now this is easier said than done, ask for a portion of your meal to be boxed up when it's served to you so you won't be tempted to eat more than you need. And the fifth one is stop eating when you begin to feel full. And see, most overweight people have a really poor perception of appropriate portion sizes, and that results in overeating. So here are some quick samples to determine the correct portion size. So all of you listening, see how you fit into this. A portion of meat should be no larger than a deck of cards. By the way, this is all on my website. A serving of cheese should be no larger than six dice. Fish, no larger than the size of your personal checkbook. A serving of vegetables or fruit should be about the size of a baseball, tortilla, or pancake. No larger than a compact disc, a serving of peanut butter or almond butter, cashew butter, the size of the tip of your finger, a small baked potato, the size of a computer mouse, and finally, if you have dried fruit or nuts, it should be about the size of a golf ball. So that will give you some idea that you're probably eating way more than your body needs. And this also ties in with the next sixth tip.
All right, let's go to the next one then.
All right, six is slow it down. Slow it down. See, there's an old joke. You buy a whole pie intending to have a slice. You sit down in front of the TV, and before you know it, where did that pie go? Somebody stole it because you just downed thousands of calories without even knowing it. Now, the key here is, and this is one reason why people like in France and Switzerland and other countries eat probably more calories than we do, but they don't gain weight as easily, and that's because they eat slowly. Remember, it takes 20 minutes for your body to get that satiety signal, and if you eat fast, if you inhale that food, you're consuming more calories than you need, before you've even had a chance to get that, that's enough signal. So slow down, savor your food, chew your food carefully. Try not to always eat on automatic pilot. And, you know, when you're watching TV, focus on what you're eating. Because remember, it takes 20 minutes for that I'm full signal to reach your brain, and you can eat a lot of food in those 20 minutes. So slow it down, leave a little food on your plate, save it for next time, or even better, share it with a friend.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So that's very important to pay attention to, because we, you know, you ever see some of these places that just pile the food on?
And pile, like the Cheesecake Factory.
Absolutely.
I mean, more and more and more. And then, you know, and I was raised, probably like you, that I had to clean my plate.
Oh, yeah.
And I was always told about the kids in China that didn't have food. So, you know, that took several years, many years ago, to move past that. And that's why I said before that if you don't have the best willpower, once all that big stuff, beautiful plate of food is put in front of you, then ask them immediately. And you could tell them to bring you a box, because sometimes then you know for sure what you take off and that nothing untoward, you know, nothing negative was done to your food after they've designed this great plate of food. So have half of it put in a box. You know, again, we won't have time to go into this. It's all on my website. But, Dr. Pat, what happens is your body can only digest a certain number of calories at one time. So let's just say you're, and now this is number seven, stoke metabolism with grazing.
All right, hold that thought so we can take that when we come back from break, because that one requires a little conversation, okay? There's grazing, Dr. Susan, and then there's grazing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Forget the day that she walked into my life. It was just the kind of thing.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hi, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones joining us here today. Again, if you want to find out more, everything we're talking about, her website, all you need to do is go to SusanSmithJones.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you're going to be greeted with lots and lots and lots of information. Today, we're talking about weight loss made easy, 10 steps to easy and lasting weight loss. And, you know, we've gone through six of them. Now we're talking about, a ways to stoke our metabolism with grazing. Let's talk about this for a minute, because we need to redefine grazing, I think, in this country.
Definitely. Now, if you ate 1 to 2 big meals a day, totaling, let's just give a good round number, 2,400 calories in those two meals, your body will gain weight, because your body can only handle about 500 to 600. Are you hearing that music?
Yeah, I'm hearing it, too. Not sure what that is in the background,
all
Mr.
Right.
Benny.
So we're getting background accompaniment. This
yeah.
is good.
Yeah.
So, but if you had that in two meals, your body's going to gain weight. But if you divided those 2,400 calories into four meals of, 600 calories, or six meals of 400 calories, that's like putting kindling in a fire. It stokes metabolism. It's called grazing. So it's better to eat five or so meals spaced out about 3 hours apart. It lowers cholesterol, it balances blood sugar, and it prevents overeating due to excessive hunger. A study that I just read 3 months ago from Britain, from the University at Nottingham, found that obese women who spaced out their meals and grazed and ate regular meals at roughly the same time every day consumed fewer calories, metabolized them better, lowered cholesterol levels, and showed much improvement in insulin production than if they ate irregular meals. So you want to make sure that you space them out. And see, here's what you do to make it easy. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and two snacks, but make them all a little bit smaller than you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to make a couple of mini meals, those snacks at what, you know, because that means these would all be 300 calorie increments if you ate 1,500 calories a day, because 5 times 300 is 1,500. You might remember that 1 pound is 3,500 calories. But if you had smaller snacks, then you could eat a little bit larger dinner. But here are a few suggestions for 300-calorie mini-meals. Now, I'm a vegan, but many people listening, I'm sure, aren't. So I'm going to give you a few samples. These are 300-calorie mini-meals: a poached egg, a slice of bread, and one orange. Or a banana, a tablespoon of peanut butter. Or a spinach salad loaded with lots of veggies and a light dressing. Or 3 ounces of turkey breast, one slice of whole grain bread, and one cup of tomato soup. Two more examples here. 4 ounces of grilled chicken, 1/2 cup of brown rice, 1.5 cups of steamed vegetables, or 2 ounces of dry whole wheat pasta, 1/2 cup tomato sauce, 1/2 cup frozen spinach, 1/2 cup some kind of beans. So those are examples of 300-calorie mini-meals. And I bet many people are thinking right now, I think I must be eating much more than my body needs.
Mm.
But if you made it, and I have, you can print out free on my website, do a search on 21-day agreement. I have a sheet that you can fill out to keep track, and you might make a 21-day agreement to have you know, to graze throughout the day rather than having big meals.
Well, I think there we can definitely get creative with all of this. What is the bottom line around the latest time to eat in the day? Because everybody is like got mixed thoughts on this. I heard recently that if you're working out, you need to have protein before you go to bed. I don't know.
No, you don't. Now, here's the thing. You want to eat within an hour of waking up in the morning.
Okay.
Because that will stoke your metabolism. Breakfast means breaking a fast. Breakfast. Because if you wait for longer than an hour, then your metabolism begins to slow down as a safeguard because it thinks, when is this person going to eat? I better slow down the burning of calories. And then you want to graze throughout the day. And then when you work out, there's that perfect window of opportunity within an hour of working out to get in some good quality protein. And you've got an amino acid pool in your body that goes 24 hours. So you don't have to have protein before you eat. And in fact, protein before you eat, first of all, it will interfere with better sleep and it gives you a little bit more energy. So you don't want to have major protein before you eat. Sleep is to renew, rebuild, and repair your body. It's best to stop eating at least 2.5 hours before you go to bed so that you're instead of digesting and eliminating and metabolizing the food, you can use the sleep for building up that growth hormone.
Great.
And healing your body.
Great.
And so, you don't want to keep getting up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. You know, we'll do a whole show on sleep another time.
Right.
So you want to cut down the liquid, you know, a couple hours before you go to bed, too.
Okay. And then the other thing is, you know, because we only have a few minutes left here, the thing that we really do often is whenever we get stressed out or emotional, we eat. And one of the things we're learning is not to do that, right?
Yes, we are. Definitely we're learning to do that. Absolutely. Now, you know, because we won't have time to go through all these in great detail, do a search on SusanSmithJones.com and put in weight loss made easy or put in 10 steps to easy weight loss. You'll get everything I'm talking about today in great detail. And in my current newsletter, it will give you all the motivation tips to be able to lose weight and keep it off. And definitely sign up for the newsletter today because a special letter is going out tonight from me, only to subscribers, people that look at my website, just regular visitors, have no idea about this, and there'll be a way to get my 7 natural remedy booklets free.
Well,
so,
that...
Listen, we're 8, 9, and 10. I'll run through them really quickly.
Beautiful.
8 is don't eat under stress. You know, if you're bored and stressed out and tired, lots of people do stress eating, and it's one of the major factors in the obesity epidemic, but who's not under stress these days?
Right.
But we want to eat for the right reasons, because we're hungry and to fuel our body, and not because we're bored, stressed, tired, or just because the clock says so. And oftentimes you have a craving at 4 p.m., or you want a bedtime snack of ice cream or potato chips. Keep in mind, and do a search on stress on my website. I've written a lot about it. But when you're under chronic stress, it elevates, Dr. Pat, your blood levels of cortisol, a stress hormone, and that increases cravings for fattening, sweet, and salty foods. And number 9 is sleep it off. And I love this one because without getting enough sleep, you're going to lose your body's ability to get the fat to melt away. Sleep plays a major role in glucose metabolism and neuroendocrine function. And a study I read not long ago with 70,000 women found that women who only slept about 5 hours a night were 32% more likely to experience major weight gain.
Wow.
And sometimes 33 pounds in a year. So remember, sleeping affects changes in a person's basal metabolic rate, the number of calories you burn at rest. You've got to get sleep. And then on my website, I go into detail on some herbs that you can take that are cutting edge, that are study and scientifically proven to assist you to be slimmer. Now, I've got many mentioned on my website. Let me mention one here.
Okay, please do. I was going to ask you which ones.
Well,
would you recommend?
This is one of my favorite. It's red pepper or cayenne, hot pepper.
I love it.
This natural fat burner revs up the motors of your energy furnace and it raises your metabolic rate as much as 25%. Research shows that cayenne increases the body's heat production. That's called thermogenesis. Speeds up the metabolism of fats and carbohydrates. And also, other studies show that cayenne increases the production of epinephrine and norepinephrine. And these are a sign of increased activity in the sympathetic nervous system, which accounts for a reduction in appetite.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Go to the website. Get in on this newsletter, SusanSmithJones.com, everybody, SusanSmithJones.com. And if you've missed any part of this, get the archive tonight on the DrPatShow.com. We'll see you next time, everybody. Big, 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 big.